Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yes, indeed, it is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. Awesome to be back here with you on the BetQL Network. Every game here, Game 7, we bring you no hot take BS. We bring you the bets. We bring you the sports. And we bring you orange skies. Isn't that great? Normally, there's blue skies outside. We hope for blue skies. Today, they're like burnt orange. Hook 'em horns, baby. There's the air quality in the Northeast, not great for myself or Ken, but we're going to trudge forward and bring you the show to our best of our ability today as we come to you live today from all the usual spots, Odyssey.com and the app, BetQLNetwork.com and the app. Radio stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. We are on YouTube at YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports and on Twitch at Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I here bringing you the wagertainment up until 7 o'clock Eastern. We are talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the king of sports books, the great people over at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. The show also brought to you by BetQL. With all the tools you need to take down the sports books, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this wonderful Wednesday, is it wonderful? Is it wonderful when the air is not safe to breathe? Maybe not. But for the show, it's a wonderful Wednesday, June 7th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Our show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram at The Costos. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson. And on this wonderful Wednesday, we're going to bring you two tremendous guests. Our pal Matt Moore is going to stop by from the Action Network to break down Game 3 of the NBA Finals, all things betting on the National Basketball Association. And our good friend Johnny Venezia from Bet Karma came on last week and absolutely crushed talking the college baseball tournament. He'll join us today. He's got thoughts on every college baseball super regional. Can't wait to have Johnny V back on the show, Johnny Venezia, as we move along. Plus, badass basketball betting breakdown is coming up in moments here. We're going to get you up to speed on where we stand with the side and the total and on player prop numbers for Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in South Beach between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. We will bring you golf bets for the weekend for the RBC Canadian, and I will ask our entire crew this question. Would you sell out like Jay Monahan did? I know my answer. We'll find out what the crew thinks coming up as we move along here in hour number one. We'll continue to try and find some valuable bets to make in the NFL win total market. 8 buckets returns to You Better You Bet coming up today. Can't wait for that. Power Hour, final hour featuring all our bets for tonight. In Major League Baseball, I've got a bunch of them. None on the Yankees-White Sox game, you know, because it's not going to get played. I can't believe they played last night. I can't even believe that game got played last night. But anyway, all our bets tonight in Major League Baseball, and then side total and props, Game 3 of the NBA Finals with the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. Absolutely can't wait for it. We're locked and loaded. It is a wonderful Wednesday. Ken, it's great to see you again, my friend. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, I almost feel like people don't know what to do with the conditions here in the Northeast being what they are. Even if you don't live here, I'm sure, because it's New York City, so it's covered ad nauseum by everybody. You've probably seen a lot of the images of just how ridiculous the weather is here and how unhealthy and unsafe it is. It's really bizarre. Like you breathe and it kind of hurts, and you're not supposed to work really hard or go outside or do anything. Like my kids are at school. They can't go outside and like have recess. My son's sports practice got canceled this afternoon. It's one of those things where you go, oh yeah, air pollution's like really, really bad, huh? Like hope that doesn't happen in the future, because look at what happens when that happens. But I know yesterday we got a lot of messages, Nick, from people, and I know you got a lot of messages, probably, you know, people messaging you, you know, DM or on Instagram or texting you or whatever. It was your birthday. You were celebrating your birthday. So how did everything go? I know you got a lot of well wishes from a lot of people that listen to the show.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that from everyone. And I meant what I said at the end of the show on Monday. just very grateful in general for just the way like things are going in my life, and hopefully things can continue to go well. And it was really awesome, and I appreciate the kind words from everybody. I will say that my like paranoia started to set in with the air quality yesterday a little bit. We ended up having my fiance Bianca and I ended up having lunch in New Jersey yesterday, and the air quality there was okay. But before we left and when we got back, not so great. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of feeling paranoid the way I started to in 2020. Maybe not like to that degree, like pandemic level paranoia, but Nikki paranoia is back a little bit right now, given that, you know, the sky's orange outside. But yeah, just a nice quiet day. Did my workout class in the morning. Felt like that was a good way. Not meant to be a humble brag, but whatever. I am looking pretty good these days. Good way to start a new decade over at the gym working out. Then we went for lunch. We went to Rosary, which I do with her on Tuesday. She goes every Tuesday when I don't work. It's at 7 o'clock. So we went to Rosary, and we watched a couple episodes of The Bear, and we went to sleep. And that was it. And it was really nice.
Happy birthday to
me.
It was a really
nice day. This hashtag, this is 40. Also, I can't breathe without my lungs hurting. It's really great. But yeah, it was really nice. Thank you for asking.
Are you still like a cake on your birthday person? Like, do you like require a dessert? Like, and also you're getting ready for the wedding. You mentioned you're going to the gym, so that might play a part in this also. Are you still like, you turned 40? Did you have a cake?
So we did. It is one of Bianca's cousins, her cousin AJ. We have the same birthday. Yesterday was his 12th birthday. So we went to their house. They live like 10 minutes away from us here in Staten Island.
You both play Nintendo Switch. So you actually have a lot in common, probably.
Well, he's more of like a PS5 kid. And we actually talked about this last night. I was like, you have to play Zelda Breath of the Wild. It's like when a 40 and a 12-year-old can sit and like break bread over like the same topic.
He's like, okay, noob. Whatever you say, noob. And you're like, I know.
Also, like, I see this on Twitter all the time. Now, not to like sidetrack the conversation. I did have cake. But everyone keeps saying, and I keep saying seeing the word typed. I don't know what it means. I'm guessing that it's okay to say on air because like every account tweets this word. What does Riz mean? R-I-Z-Z.
Tyler's all over this one. You're asking me. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what half the words mean. Apparently,
one of the kids said it, and I was like, okay, now
how
like
did he say
I hear.
It? This is like spelling bee, like use it in a sentence.
Well, like I'm able to infer what it means based on like the way I see it, like in text and like the way it was like the prom yesterday for a bunch of kids. And like one of like the brothers was at a prom. It was like, there's like, he's got a Riz. And I'm like, what is Riz? What is this? All right. So Tyler, hop on here and tell us what Riz is.
It's like sweet talking a girl, like how you're able to pick up girls. Like Riz God is a big thing on Twitter, so they'll call somebody like the Riz God. Like, wow, he's the Riz God. So basically, like, he can like flirt with girls, talk with girls, pick up girls. That's basically what.
So
it is.
So it's like you've got game, basically. Like when Jack and I were going,
it's like a skill. It's like a skill of being able to talk to the opposite sex. Can girls have Riz also?
Oh yes, they can.
here's the best part. Like, girls don't need Riz. They don't need to do anything.
Well, I'm just saying, show up. In 2023, are both genders have Riz? And that now Jake's just writing plays on words, like the Rizzler. Rizzy McGuire.
Come up with, give me another one. Nobody beats the Riz?
Nobody beats the Riz is really good. Riz crackers.
I'm in a Rizzy, like in a tizzy. I'm so old. I actually really am. I'm not even saying that for effect. Really old. Yeah. I meant to like ask this on the show today. Does Zion Williamson have Riz? Did you see all the Zion stuff?
No, I don't. I don't think he does. Not anymore.
Well, I mean, it seems like he did though, right?
Maybe he did at one time. And I think it was the goal of one like kind of pseudo famous celebrity to make sure that he no longer has Riz.
Ken with a very generous usage of the word celebrity, pseudo celebrity. Yes.
I don't know. Like I people that work in that industry, like they tend to be more famous than a lot of people, just to be honest.
That is definitely true. Ken is referring to the adult film industry. So there you have it. And people, I would encourage people, if you're into this sort of thing, to check out why Zion Williamson is trending today. Yes. Right. And it's pretty ridiculous. And you can ask yourself this question that we've all been asking ourselves since time immemorial. Does Zion Williamson have Riz? What about the air Riz. Quality in New York? Does that have Riz? But I did have.
Does that have Riz?
Night.
What about my lungs? So, do they have Riz?
Yeah, they got something.
I feel it when I inhale. There's some Riz in there. Yeah,
and like, we're indoors. And we're indoor. Now, I think today is supposed to be, at least in New York, this is supposed to be the worst of it today.
Yeah, it ends tomorrow morning. It's supposed to get a lot better. I think it's like 9 a.m. It's supposed to be better in most places tomorrow morning.
I had cake and it was really good. I want to ask you this question, though.
Okay. Is it about Riz?
I would like to keep talking about Riz over the course of the show today because I think it's very funny. But
maybe we can make it so uncool, no one will ever want to say it ever again. That should be the goal of the next 5 minutes.
I think I've already done yeoman's work in this regard.
The Rizzler, and I said H to the Rizzo. So I think we're pretty good. I think we're getting there.
We're on the way. Yeah. Are you like me? I don't know if I get paranoid in moments like this, but like, I said to my fiance, like, she's like, I want to go for a walk. I'm like, the hell you're going outside for a walk? Absolutely not.
You're like, no, you like leap, like jump, like you're taking a bullet for the president.
Absolutely not. Like, I texted my sister, who like, she's a good mom to my nieces. And I'm sure she knows this, like, hey, like the girls can't go outside today. Like, I'm that person. Like, I am looking to stay inside. I want to get, like, fans in the air purifier. I don't like to mess with things.
Can you run the air conditioning? Am I, like, supposed to run the air conditioning?
Yes.
Does that make it better?
I think yes. Yes.
But it's been cold, so we haven't been running it. I guess we should run it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we're in such bad shape over here. You got to get the air circulating.
Yeah. Is that what we have to do? Isn't that just bringing in more smoky air? Or is getting rid of the smoke?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. So it's like, oh yeah, like I gotta get the air circulating. Open the window and let's run some fans. Like, well, wait a minute.
I thought the whole point was
to get away from that air.
I can tell you is that I'm happy that I wasn't born any later than I was. Because if this is all true and like this is I'd rather be dead. I'd rather be dead than have to deal with all
this.
Oh,
if this is just like step one. It's like
dead.
Florida falls into the ocean, and like California just like lights on fire and nobody can put it out.
Yes.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
I'd rather be dead if that's what it's going to be. And I love life. I think I'd rather die.
But I think we're really well suited for this upcoming time. Stay inside and play video games. You know, that's what we're all about. Like, people that like being outside, being all active, joke's on them coming up in the future.
I got a text from my friend today, one of my friends. So I'm going to a casino this weekend for like my bachelor party, which is like a quasi bachelor party. He goes,
it's crazy. You have birthday and then bachelor party. And then like, I mean, this is like Costco's fest for like an entire month, basically. Yeah.
I feel like I would like to expand the definition of the word Riz. I feel like this is like a Riz month for me.
No. You got to use one of the ones we've been doing already. Like, June is a movie.
See, well, and that's, you know, what it is. And you know who the villain of the movie is?
The Rizzler.
The Rizzler.
Right, exactly.
Well, actually, it's climate change or Canada. Right. These, I got to tell you something, man, about these Canadians. You can't win a Stanley Cup. Everyone hates your, like, what everyone says is like the wannabe dictator prime minister. And also, like, can you get control of your freaking fires, man? So I can go out. Because look, you know what's really important is that I can go outside for a walk. Unimpeded.
Hear that, Nova Scotia?
You hear that,
Halifax?
Quebec? Yeah. You want the Nordiques back? How about you put some fires out and we'll consider it? How about that? You want the Arizona Coyotes back? Coyotes can deal with smoky conditions. You know who can't? Me. No Nordiques.
We're going to need their universal health care by the time this weekend's over. It's
you know
we're
going to call it now? The Quebec Nordiques. They're never going back. The Nordiques.
No Nordiques. They probably don't have Riz. That would be my guess. Yeah.
So. It's hard to have Riz if you can't. Well, the whole thing about Riz is that you're like, you're kicking game, right? God, it's so bad. You're talking. Oh, you know, you can't
kicking
talk.
Game. It'll kick Costos over here. Yeah.
you can't talk if your lungs are filled with the toxic pollutants, man.
Right.
You can't.
Sup. So I was thinking, so anyway.
Yeah, so I had cake and it was really delicious. It was
what kind
really
of cake
good.
Did you have? You and the teenager who plays PS5. What kind of cake did you share?
It was a vanilla cake, which is like my favorite type of cake. And then there was an icing bar.
So you get a slice of cake and then you go to the icing bar and you get to like, you get to customize your cake.
And the icing bar was as follows.
Vanilla chocolate.
Yeah. And chocolate.
Oh, but it's called an icing bar. See, I got to remember that when there's only two options for something. Yes,
it was the icing bar. I had a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of chocolate. And I really, really thoroughly enjoyed myself. Sprinkles? And it was really nice. No sprinkles.
Any kind of other decorations?
No, it was just candles.
Did you guys both blow the candles together?
Well, he did his candles first and then I did mine second.
Did they have to take them out and put your candles in?
I'm fairly certain that they lit the same ones. This is not like, it's not a gaudy production.
You didn't demand new candles?
I did not.
Don't you know who I am?
Yes, I'm the Riz God.
Yeah.
The Riz Costos. All right, coming up next, I'm going to ask the crew the question. Would you sell out? I know I would. And golf bets for the RBC Canadian Open.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.